Mockingbird, the photo that started it all. This is one of my favorite photos that I've ever taken. And there's a couple reasons for that. When I took this photo, I had only owned my camera for less than a year, I think maybe 10 months. And I knew kind of how to work it, kind of how to operate it. I knew somewhat about ISO and shutter speed and all that. But I didn't really get how to make my camera take the kind of pictures I really wanted to take. And sure, I could put it in aperture priority, set it at 1.8 and get some nice blurry background. But I was still learning so much about photography. And this was the first photo that I was genuinely proud of, besides photos of my kid, of my son, which I like almost all of those photos of my son and my family and people. But this was one of the first like nature type of scenery outdoor photos that I was like, man, there's something to this. I realized I could do this photography stuff. And as I'm recording this, it's now it's February, a year later almost, and I'm going back and re-recording these because I didn't think to add these recordings until much later. But as I'm recording this, I've learned so much about photography. I don't make money off of this. It's just a blog. This Weekly 50 is just a blog. It's something I do for fun. But I enjoy doing it. And this photo, this Mockingbird photo, was the one photo that taught me that, yes, I can figure this out. I may not be a professional, but I can get this. And it wasn't – photography wasn't a secret that was locked away behind some closed door and you had to be a special person with special stuff to do it. I realized that by learning about my camera, by trying new things and practice, I could make this happen. So how this photo came about, we were at a chili feed at work. And we were taking stuff back and forth between buildings. The chili was in another building and my office is in one building. And so we're transporting stuff. And I happened to have my camera with me and I saw this mockingbird hanging out on top of some bushes. I grabbed my camera, fired off a couple shots, moved around a bit, fired off a couple more, and went on my way. I honestly didn't expect anything spectacular. But when I looked at the photo on my computer, I was amazed. And I'm not trying to talk up my own photography here. I'm just saying that this is when it really clicked for me that I could figure this out. Several elements all came together on this photo. You got the sunlight on the left-hand side, which is the east. So it's in the morning and the sun is just coming up. It's probably about 7:30 when I took this. And so the sun is really low on the horizon. You got this nice morning glow to everything. I like the green colors of the bush in the foreground. And then you got the mockingbird tack sharp in focus. And then the red building in the background, even his head was pointing in the right direction. Everything just worked out with this photo. And I was so happy that I shot it, that I was able to get it. I did a little work in post, just I bumped the saturation up just a little bit to make it reflect how it looked to me when I took the photo. But man, this, I don't want to just gush about this one photo for a long time, but I'm telling you, this is when it really hit that there is something to this photography stuff and I can figure it out and you can too. If you're reading this or listening to this and you're trying to figure out if you can really understand all this photography stuff and ISO and what is shutter speed and what is rear curtain sync flash and all this stuff, you can do it, man. You can figure this out. If you get your camera out, learn about what it can do, figure out what all those buttons mean. And it takes time. I mean, I've been doing this for almost 2 years now, and I don't do it professionally. It's just a hobby, but it's something I enjoy. I've learned so much just by trying and practicing and experimenting. And a big part of it has been this blog where I force myself to be more involved as a photographer. And that's probably the most important thing you can do is just grab your camera and take more photos and see what you can come up with.